CliffCentral.com.
Yes, good morning, everybody. It is Friday, the 20th of December. Bulelo's wearing one of his bright, loud shirts again. It's hurting Sia's eyes.
Sia and Pinky are speechless.
I can't see.
Bitches.
I can't. Hey,
Bulelo, just leave the studio for a minute, mostly because I want you to get the aircon remote, but also because we've got to calm Sia down to panic.
Sia phones me at
4:30 this morning, as he does every day, and I said to him, Sia, it's the last time you have to do this year, because he's going on leave today, so that's a relief for him.
And for us a little bit.
You're meant to be spreading Christmas cheer, not taking it away right now.
Pinky's here, Sia's here, Leanne's here, Mbulelo and I, and we're all here for you this morning. We're here next week as well. It'll be really the stragglers.
Yeah. Sorry, my eyes are still watering.
You're literally crying from the outfit.
Goodness.
So let's just explain it.
Yeah, go on, Leanne. Explain this to people who aren't sitting in the studio like Sia.
The shirt is a traditional African shirt, mainly in mustard colors, mm-hmm. with a maroon pattern down the front.
Yes.
The shorts are bright corn blue with anchors on them.
Yes.
The
corn
socks.
Blue. Let's just do this properly with some fashion music.
So we've got the mustard and brown, is it?
Yeah.
Florally, squarey, geometric top.
Yes. It looks almost Ghanaian.
A what?
It's a dashiki.
A dashiki.
From the Ivory Coast.
Oh, Cote d'Ivoire.
Right.
Very good.
With a maroon embroidery down the front in another pattern.
Yes.
The shorts are corn blue with anchors on them.
Yes.
The socks are another form of corn blue, but darker with yellow pineapples on them.
See?
And the trainers are black and luminous yellow.
Luminous. Yes, those are bright. Yo. Well, Sia hates this because he's never worn any colors in his life.
And
I think he's deprived himself because... You know, Sia's very flamboyant a lot of the time, but it's all his personality. It's never in the way he dresses. So if you saw him and you didn't know him, you wouldn't know he was as interesting as he is. Because I often wear black as well. Mm. And then, you know, you just kind of blend in and get on with it. And you don't have to think too much about what you're wearing every day. So it's a sensible approach from that point of view. But I think he's just a little bit jealous that you get to dress in more interesting colors
than
me. I'm just putting it out there. Pinky, is there any chance I might be right?
I don't think so, Gareth. I don't think so.
See, you think he's just being a bitch?
No, look,
Pinky and Sia are tight on this one.
They're thick as thieves.
I don't understand, and Mbulelo, why?
Well, why not?
No.
So this morning, for since time immemorial, mm-hmm. hello or good morning is how human beings have been doing it.
Yeah.
So Pinky popped up the stairs and I was walking down and she just burst out laughing.
That's what she said.
So that's how she feels about it.
It was her greeting.
Yeah, which was unconventional, but you know.
Okay. I'll stop making a thing of it once my eyesight recovers. He said to
me earlier that even Stevie Wonder can see that's a bad outfit.
No. God bless you, Mbulelo. You do exactly that.
Shibby you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is finally a Friday at the end of a pretty long week. A lot of people enjoy this time of year because they don't have to do much at the office, but it's been driving me crazy because even though I've had a couple of meetings and we've had one or two important presentations and all the rest of it, it's just quiet. And if you're one of those people who works really hard this time of year, you're kind of frustrated, I'm sure, because everybody else isn't. So all you get when you email someone is a out-of-office reply.
Mm.
If you phone them, there's a 20% chance they'll answer. There's a 5% chance they'll actually be able to make a decision. And everyone's deferring stuff to January. Like, January is on the other side of this chasm. But it isn't.
So
it's
close.
It's like 2 weeks away. Mm. So, you know, people are just putting off.
Yeah, we'll look at it next year.
Yeah. You're like, that sounds like it's so far away, but it's 2 weeks. Anyway, it is the best time of the year, and I do love it. And it's great to see everybody so relaxed. It's also great to drive into work, and there's no traffic.
That's great.
Yes.
But just back to the work thing quickly. I don't like the fact that it's in between. It must either be on or off. So I must either be working or I must not have to check anything because I'm sure that everything's off.
Right.
Because having to check and then seeing one or two and having to pull out your laptop and...
Very important announcement from Eskom this morning, which I don't think a lot of people know about.
Oh, please no.
Yeah. Have you heard about this?
What is it?
Well, Eskom have just made a very important announcement that apparently they are aware that there was no load shedding this week and they are looking to rectify that problem. They're working on it. So everybody just be ready.
I did hold my breath there for a moment.
I know.
That's the last thing we need.
So we've got two people popping in this morning. We've got a guy called Lionel coming. He's a listener of ours from Dubai. And he's going to be joining us, yeah. He'll be popping in. As we, you know, from time to time when people who listen from all over the world are in South Africa, we let them in. And they come and chill with us in the studio. And then we've got Kim Jade Robinson, who's a media personality. She's an MTV Africa and MTV Base Africa presenter. She's a model, blogger, and MC. Talented. She's going to pop in this morning and she's going to tell us some stories. So it's going to be a busy, busy day for Friday. Sia, are you ready for your holiday?
I think I am slow, and I'm only hesitating because I have more and more family to deal with.
Yeah.
Not to sound horrible.
Are you
going to
see this aunt of yours who you've spoken about a couple of times?
Oh, Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Mm-hmm.
You going to see her?
If she decides that she wants to spend time with family, because, you know, like she...
But often surely she people should have RSVP'd and stuff by now.
Do you remember that I come from... a black family.
Yeah. Have you not been to a black wedding?
What?
Or a funeral?
RSVP. No. Oh, okay. It's about who rocks up.
Another way Sia says, do you remember I come from a black family? Not I'm black.
Yeah, I was...
I just have to bring that up once again.
Like, we've got lists and table seating names and...
Oh, yeah. I know.
White people are very...
Well, plan the menu to the last morsel.
My kind of white people, because I teach white people, you can't categorize them into one big group, and they very seldom behave themselves if you do. So we've got... There's a whole procedure now. Saturday night, this Saturday...
Uh-huh.
I'm hosting a Christmas party for just a bunch of my friends and my brother and sister coming, and it's turned out now it's like 20 people.
Oh,
so I've got to feed these fuckers, and I've got to, you know, we all do a Secret Santa, but it's got to be a revolting gift.
Okay, oh nice.
And it has to cost under 100 rand. So last year, the Secret Santa works, you know how everybody picks a number out of a hat, and that's the gift they get, and you get to swap once. So you get to just buy the package.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. But what's exciting about this is that the person who brings the worst gift usually gets all the credit and all the kudos that night. So there were some pretty horrible things last year. There were, you know, this cheap shit that you get from like the Chinese shops and like a toilet thing that locks the toilet so infants can't open it.
I didn't even know that existed.
No, nobody wants that.
Nobody. Don't.
Even people who do have children don't want that.
Yeah.
And like one of those... fake lizards that you put on your wall that, you know, there's like terrible stuff. And a fan that plugs into your USB on your computer. You know, it's stupid stuff that's cheap. But my sister won it. She gave her present. The guy who got her present was busy unwrapping it, and she's like, this is going to win. And everybody goes, yeah, whatever. And there's some very strong contenders for this year, I believe. Her gift... was an AIDS test. And that was easily the worst present of last year. So that's going to be tough to beat.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word. It's like Cards Against Humanity.
Last year, I got a leopard print toilet seat cover.
Oh, my goodness.
That you can zip on and off.
No.
Yes. Oh, spectacular.
Leopard print toilet seat cover.
And people still use those things. I see them in the shops. So they may not be leopard print.
So disgusting.
But I see driving past, you know, flats and things. They're hanging out to dry. They're cleaning them.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I had to, like, give my mother stern warning on doilies a couple of months ago. She still has doilies.
Older people love them.
My cleaner keeps on crocheting doilies for me.
Oh, no.
And she puts them all over the house, and she's there twice a week, so I have to keep them out.
No, you don't.
No one in the world.
Even my modem sits on a doily.
No, nobody wants a doily. Nobody's ever asked for one, right?
Never.
Never.
Not
these old women who knit these things must be stopped.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Anyway,
so bad.
So you've got to get a bad present, and then, you know, everyone ends up drinking, and it turns into a big party, and usually I go home at, I don't know, or they don't go home, they pass out in some room in my house.
So what's your...
That's the start. Then there's Christmas Eve, which is a whole family thing at my mum and dad's, and she's inviting stragglers there as well. Then we've got Christmas Day, which is a much bigger family thing, and that's at relatives. And then there used to be this tradition of Boxing Day had a thing as well. And we just, by that stage, 2060, like, enough.
Enough. Some alone time.
First of all, enough food, because you've eaten yourself to a standstill.
Mm.
And the gym doesn't open on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, as far as I know. So
don't
you're
even
in,
think about the gym in the next stretch of
you
a week.
Watch me. I'm using this time.
Really?
Are you still going?
I'm going. I went yesterday. I went the day before. And I took a week off when I wasn't feeling so well. So now I'm feeling like a fat pig, and I've got to do some work. Anyway, I am taking all of this very seriously this Christmas, and I'm organized. And as Leanne says, we have like place names, and we have exactly the right amount of alcohol and food. And like, you've got to make sure you over cater a little bit. And did I tell you I've got rabbits in my garden?
Just like wild rabbits.
Yeah, I put it on Instagram yesterday. I've got these two little white fluffy rabbits. They're tame. They're not. I mean, the one lets you touch it and everything.
But they're not someone's pets.
I don't think so. But I think what happened was they might have been someone's pets.
Mm-hmm.
But during all that flooding,
yes,
they might have like run away.
Oh no!
Or been washed out or something.
Oh shame!
And now they've come up the steps from the river at my house, and they're living in my garden. That's all good and well.
You're going to have to buy hay.
No. These things must
sort themselves out.
I might, if they do decide to stay, and they are, like this morning I saw the male climbing onto the female and nailing her.
Oh.
They're going to be some babies soon.
Maybe they were kept separately before.
This is going, but he's completely shameless. I like walk up and I'm like, hello bunnies. And the guy's like, oh.
But it's over in a few seconds.
Very quick, but they have not stopped. So
yeah, but they multiply, like, you got to be careful.
I might have to eventually start creating some kind of a homestead, like in Kandla.
Keep them separated.
Yeah. Anyway, these two are living in the garden, and Carl does not like this at all.
Oh, dear.
His dogs, you know, are programmed to chase things, and rabbits are programmed to run from things. So the two of them instinctively are not going to get along.
Mm.
And I have now had to discipline Carl. He obviously, that instinct kicks in, and he just takes off.
He wants to kill them.
Yes, but he can't. He's a pathetic little spaniel. And, you know, his jaw can't even close hard around a little ball, let alone a...
Oh, shame.
So it's just ridiculous. And I've got these fluffy, ridiculous-looking animals now living in my garden as well. And I don't want them to go. I like them. But I'm not sure. It's been a long time since we had rabbits. We used to have rabbits when we were kids.
I've got one in a pet rabbit, but it's my tenant's.
Oh, okay.
But it's basically...
Is it in its own little enclosure?
In a hutch, yes.
Oh, I see.
But I have him over and I babysit him sometimes.
What? Yeah, so I've got to now...
He gets on with the dog and the four cats.
See, I've got to condition the dog to get used to the rabbits and not try to kill them, and the rabbits get used to the dog so that they're not afraid of each other if they're going to stay. But I'm still not 100% sure I want them to stay.
Yeah, do you even have the patience to deal with it?
Once you put
them in a hutch, there's a lot of poop. I've never seen so much poop from rabbits. Wow.
All right, you're busy closing this argument for me.
No, get an owl.
An owl.
Owl kill. They kill everything. Like people see owls and they think, oh, look how beautiful these things are. Stop killing owls, people, by poisoning them.
No, of course.
And then they kill everything. They kill terrible animals like cats and rabbits.
Terrible animals
and
like those.
And tiny dogs that go into handbags. Owls. Look it up, people. That's real. If you can get a falcon from America, that's really what you want.
Yeah. Oh, that's a cute rabbit.
He's such a cutie. The one in my garden. He's even got a little lead and a jacket. You can walk him.
He has a jacket?
Excuse me, yes.
That's lovely, Leanne. What a nice cough.
Sorry, I got so excited. And he comes and visits, and I take videos of him, and he eats the TV cables.
Guys, there's such a funny article. I don't know if it's bullshit or not, but that Greta Thunberg's global warming conference was cancelled due to subarctic freezing temperatures.
Really?
I mean, I think it's a bullshit story. I don't think
it's somebody pulling a leg. No.
So I think it's one of those funny things that you know, people are trying to post to create, but it's because fake news gets spread almost faster than real news.
Yeah,
people are going for it. Anyway, so there are lots of updates around Christmas. I know that my family takes it very seriously. Some people don't. Some people could care less. And I'm not just talking about people who are Christian, because, you know, for all intents and purposes, I suppose you'd say culturally I am. But some people who just really don't give a shit. They're actually grinchy about it. I bumped into someone the other day, and we were talking, and I was like, hi, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in a long time. And he goes, yeah, I fucking hate Christmas. He's like, he hates it. He
doesn't. He's going to have a rough couple of days then.
Yeah. He's a grinch. He hates the music. He hates the shopping malls. He hates everyone being all cheery and spending time with he hates his family. Yeah, so I'm like, well, yeah. Because to me, it's a fun time.
See, I'm actually just counting the things that already I know my family has planned. And they're about, like, things kick off for us from the 23rd.
Yeah.
Then we do a big Christmas Eve. Then we have two celebrations on actual Christmas Day. Then the 26th is also big for us. And then we get into a stretch of my grandmother's birthday and my parents' anniversary. And then the cousins and the kids start doing things for Christmas, for New Year's Eve. So it's a whole stretch of festivities.
Okay. Sounds like you guys also do it. You go big.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to celebrate.
Does your dad do, like, priestly duties during this?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah. So
is it like a full sermon?
Does he host a big, like, Christmas Day?
5 hours.
Well, it was weird for us to have to enforce tradition, and us being the kids when we were growing up, like, actually, no, like, we hear at school and with our friends that everyone goes big for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we would just wake up and my parents were already gone to church, and so we'd, like, sort of our thumbs at home, like, oh.
So you were left alone for Christmas, yeah. like Macaulay Culkin.
And then after Christmas, the Christmas service, my parents would often get invited to other people's houses.
So you'd never see them?
No.
Oh,
and then
God.
We'd only see them at, like, 9 p.m. that night, and they'd come home and sleep because they're so tired and full of itis because they've been eating so much.
Everybody gets the itis.
Oh, itis is a big
thing. I remember seeing my grandfather when I was a kid. He would go and lie down after Christmas lunch on his flat, on his back, on the floor in a room where nobody else was.
Oh.
And he'd just lie there like a mummy.
Oh, isn't that the best? Oh,
and that's how you know you've had a good Christmas.
Look, I'm ready to get into the trifle. Oh,
yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas too.
I've had family members vomiting from eating.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, literally.
Like a Roman orgy.
My brother used to, they would eat so much.
They used to have a room called a vomitorium.
Oh, no.
The Romans would have, and an orgy we always think is just sex, but the Romans used to overeat, they would overdrink, they would overfuck, they'd do everything over.
All
that was an
excess.
Orgy. So an orgy is meant to include huge amounts of eating. So what they'd do is they'd have a 200-course meal. And I mean, the Romans were so decadent towards the end of the Roman Empire that they'd have, you know, a goose stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken, stuffed with a pigeon, stuffed with a dove, stuffed with a
quail.
And they'd have all of this. And there'd be some poor, horrible job in the kitchen of you having to push these different animals into different animals.
Like Lego.
And then have to cook them all. And no. So they had a room called a vomitorium where they would actually do what your family do after Christmas and throw up because they wouldn't want to make space for new food.
Oh, my
God. No, this wasn't even voluntary. It was involuntary. My brother was sitting on the lawn, leaning back with his hands back, because, you know, you automatically stretch out everything so that you've got space. And he just projectile
vomited. Oh, no.
Ooh. That's great.
What a year.
Oh, that's terrific.
You know the thing about Black Christmases? So this is something people need to be educated. So maybe it's just my family, but my family doesn't know time, Gareth. And so when I was younger and I was compelled, so I'm not a Grinch, but I don't do Christmas. I'm not religious. So just get it out the way. Like, for me, I'm looking forward to going to Centurion and watching the cricket on Boxing Day.
Mulele, you've been doing a lot of complaining this week.
Yes, Simone's, eh?
For
someone who dresses so brightly, your heart is dark.
It's the quality of coffee. It's the standard of braais. It's what people do on Christmas. Why?
I'm allowed to tell you how I feel.
Even... circumcision initiates. Mm. Very cruel about them.
Pronouns that are used. Mm. What car and does in Hyde Park. There's a lot you've been complaining about.
Sounds it's constructive feedback.
All right, but anyway, so you are not big into this stuff.
No, because I think I was traumatized by my family. You know what happened is I spent some Christmases with white people where it's like organized, and then I'd go back to my family, and then blacks. Like 9 o'clock, seriously, to my family, could be 3 p.m, you know? Mm-hmm. And as a child, I'd like to maybe squeeze some PlayStation in. I'd like to do lots of stuff I'd like to do. But now I'm in the middle of nowhere at some aunt's house, and we're still waiting for an uncle who's probably drunk somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds right.
No.
This weekend we're roasting the almonds. We're making the stuffing. All the cooking starts this weekend. We've got a roster for Christmas Day, so people are arriving at different times. And they're in charge of certain things. So there are people who are coming solely to cook the turkeys.
Yeah, I know. My family needs that. They needed that. But I'm too traumatized now. So now I'll get out my way.
There's a lot of similarity here because people do get sloppy and lazy at Christmas too. See, I don't really get involved in the cooking. I don't know what to do there. I help carve the ham and the turkey that I can do. But my mother and my sister's boyfriend take care of most of the cooking. My dad as well. He's very big on this. They do a ham, one of those huge big hams, and they glaze it in like orange juice, and they put cherries on it and cloves. And listen, if the two of them, if my mom and dad and the three and James are taken out of the picture, my sister and my brother and I would not know what to do for Christmas. We're not to cook any of this
shit. You mentioned sister's boyfriend, so I'm looking forward to this year's Christmas. Because last year, my sister was dating this other asshole.
Oh.
Who came with the whole family from the Eastern Cape.
Oh, my God.
So there was like a family of like 20 or something.
Oh, my word.
Tossas, yeah.
Tossas.
Yeah, that's real.
It was so bad. My sister, my mom and I were sitting in the corner complaining like throughout. Our gifts were shittier because she was trying to impress that family. They were eating so much. They were asking for everything. I walked in with a weave. They're like, yeah, we want that too. I walked in with different shoes. Oh, yes, that too. So the relationship is over.
Horrible.
And we're looking forward to this Christmas.
So is she single now?
She's not really single, but he's not in the picture.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything, you know?
Yeah, he was just sitting there like a lover.
Yeah, he did nothing, but he owned it. He even did the prayer. He was Santa.
Oh, those are big roles. If you're doing the prayer, if you're dressed up as Santa.
He didn't buy anything, though.
As people, we gave you Nelson Mandela. We've done enough.
Sorry. Let's just have a moment. Today, you identify as Xhosa.
No, I flip-flopped this week. Yeah. No, when Nelson Mandela comes in.
Specifically
today. Yeah.
Listen, there's some funny shit on the internet. I found something that we'll play in a second or two about Christmas. It's from David Brent, who is Ricky Gervais, which is hilarious. And then we've got the five things you need to know this morning. Obviously, it's politics-free Friday, so we're not going to get into anything political, which is fantastic. I think for a lot of people, it's a big relief after yet another week of craziness in politics. Mm. But here's David Brent. Listen to this. Don't cry, it's Christmas. This is for those people who really hate it.
Don't cry, it's Christmas, Santa's coming soon. Though you ain't got a mummy or daddy, Santa still loves you. And he's riding on his reindeer to trample down the gloom. So don't cry, it's Christmas, Santa's coming soon. Cry, it's Christmas, Santa's feeling fine. Though you know you'll never see him, he's not just in your mind. And it's not that he's invisible, it's because you're going blind. But don't cry, it's Christmas, Santa's feeling fine. Santa's on his way. Though he's got a billion children, he's only got one day. You've got slightly less than that, Christmas, everything's okay.
Yeah, sure. That's very nice. Okay, let's get into the five things you need to know this morning. There are a couple of headlines flying around. First one is this morning from EWN. Hero sniffer dog leads cops to a 1 million rand drug bust in Somerset West. Bad news for those people who were going to hope for some drugs over the festive season, I think. You know how this happens.
Damn.
The annual... Your family orgy is not going to be what it was last year.
At the vomitorium.
Yes.
That's my favorite word.
So
now.
Somerset West police are celebrating a 1 million rand drug bust. That's a terrible sentence because you almost think they've maybe taken some of the stuff and that's what they're using to celebrate.
Yeah, what are they celebrating? Doing their jobs.
Yeah, correct. Anyway, the hero of the story is a Metro Police sniffer dog who alerted officers to parcels of drugs in a courier vehicle at a routine traffic stop in the area. It led police to a suburban home where they found 24 jars of magic mushrooms.
Oh, that's worse. Well,
why is it worse?
Who keeps magic mushrooms? Good point. I'm glad you gave me that look. Never mind.
Yeah, they found dacha, they found syringes.
Oh, dear.
Metro Police spokesperson Ruth Solomon said, three suspects were arrested, two males, aged 22 and 56, that's a hell of an age discrepancy, and a female, aged 57, she's obviously a kingpin, who was detained on charges of dealing in drugs, possession of drugs, and cultivating illegal substances.
I'm not being an ageist, but 56 and 57-year-olds, all you should be doing in the afternoons is wringing your hands, playing Sudoku, and, like, moisturizing your arthritis.
People in their 50s are not old.
Yeah.
Yes, that means in 8 years' time, I'll be doing that. So rethink that one. Secondly, it's Sudoku.
Yeah,
and right. I love it already.
No. Oh, you're right on track.
How many cats do you have, Leanne?
Four at the moment.
Oh, well.
Okay. And another point is that these people are probably not getting high on their own supply. They're probably hardcore dealers who are making entrepreneurs, yeah?
They might just be microdosing themselves.
Let me tell you something. I don't understand. And you know I'm not big on the whole drug thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why this shit should be illegal. Like, honestly, if there are people out there who want it, there's a demand, someone's going to do the supply part. And if you try to get in the way of that with regulation, and we've got our own house lawyer in the room here with Pinky in attendance. But if you're going to create laws that are unenforceable and you're going to make it extremely difficult for people to get hold of what they want just with a law, they're going to find ways around it. It's going to go into the underground. It becomes controlled by gangs and kingpins and dangerous people. Mm. And I mean, look, if people want magic mushrooms and weed, let them have it. We've already legalized Dachan. The world hasn't fallen apart around us.
No. In fact, sorry, Pinky. Regulation actually is shown. I mean, if you look at Portugal and Switzerland, they probably have the most progressive laws. Legalizing it actually is better for everyone.
Yeah.
And especially for the addicts.
Exactly.
Because instead of spending that money on law enforcement, you can spend it on treatment.
Book called Lost Connections, if anybody's interested at looking into that research, or why legalizing actually looks like the way to go.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
But there we go.
The 56 and the 57-year-old live their best life.
But where do you get magic mushrooms?
I don't know.
Clearly from the 56 and the 57-year-old.
I'm not the guy to ask for that stuff, but I do want us to do a show, and we were talking about this with Sia, next year, about psilocybin and magic mushrooms and the kinds of advice, because these microdosing stuff that everybody's talking about at the moment that I want us to get into. So we'll do that next year.
Okay.
But there are other stories about criminals. Two would-be thieves who are trying to jam vehicles. You know, with those remote jamming things. They picked on the wrong victim in Cape Town. The suspects popped onto the radar of enforcement agencies last night when they tried to jam the car of a law enforcement officer. He provided a description of the vehicle, and this morning, Rondebosch SAPs were alerted to the remote jamming activities in the area. The suspects in the same vehicle got away during a chase, but their story eventually ended in Sea Point at 10:30 when Metro police officers on patrol spotted the Renault Clio and moved in. Solomon said the men, aged 30 and 32, were arrested. Several remote jamming devices were found in their rented car. Have you seen what these things look like?
No,
I haven't.
So it's almost like a gray cell phone without a screen, and it's got like an aerial, and it's got two little buttons. But I've never, so I always am paranoid about things. I always check my car's locked. Okay. It's part of the OCD. But have you ever had anyone try to jam your vehicle, or have you experienced
it? Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I always thought it was a bit of an urban legend, but I take it seriously just in case. Very strange. All right, then in other news, because there's quite a lot to get through this morning, this is interesting. Trucks have brought in 90,000 litres of water to the drought-stricken Karoo. Imagine what a terrible, terrible Christmas they're having. Western Cape government delivered 90,000 litres of water to places like Ladysmith and Zwar, and those are areas that are affected by ongoing drought. That's Ladysmith with an I, not the one in KZN, over the past few days. MEC for Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, Anton Bredell, said that the intervention was done to address short-term demand challenges. He said this would ensure that they have water over Christmas. It's amazing. The department also transported water to Prince Albert and Langsberg. Apparently, 2,000 units of 5-litre bottles of drinking water for the central Karoo will be kept on site. We want to continue to urge people to use water sparingly. The water is sent to replenish the reservoirs, which are taking strain due to high demand. That's not great. We were talking about how much rain we had just a couple of weeks ago, and they are struggling in the Karoo. And then Boeing are going to launch a Starliner capsule built for NASA astronauts on a final uncrewed test flight. This is a milestone test flight Friday in what could be the last major step in a long-running mission to once again launch humans from U.S. soil. The capsule is called Starliner. It's scheduled to launch into space and dock with the International Space Station over the weekend, mimicking the flight path it will take when it flies with its first crewed mission. That's crewed as in people on board, next year. Liftoff is slated for 6:36 a.m. Eastern Time. So that's going to be interesting. They've got a dummy on board called Rosie, after Rosie the Riveter, which will be outfitted with dozens of sensors to measure the G-forces that astronauts will have to endure. But it's a new capsule, so there's some interesting things happening. Remember, they haven't launched people into space for a very long time in America. So there's obviously an appetite to do this again. Apple, Google, Amazon, all of them want one language for smart devices. This is interesting. The rivals announced on Wednesday that they're working with Zigbee Alliance, a foundation that promotes standards for the Internet of Things, and its members include Samsung, IKEA, on a new standard that will ensure their products work with one another. So this is good, because sometimes if you have a, let's say you have a Google device in your house and you have an Apple phone and you have a Samsung TV, and they don't all talk to each other.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult. So you either have to buy all of one thing, which maybe you don't want, or you just let them not communicate with each other and kind of cobble together whatever you do. It does. But if you're going to use these voice commands and all the rest of it, they should all be able to understand each other. So they're now working together to make this happen.
Do you think that's a good or a bad thing, Gareth? I haven't really looked into it.
I don't know. I mean, if things work, I'm happy, you know? Honestly, like this morning I saw that there's some notification that I have to update software on my phone. So I just do it. And I'm not really. I'm doing it right now while I'm talking to you. Because what are they going to do? Monitor what I do at 3 o'clock in the morning, how much snoring I do. And if they are listening to conversations, good for them. Let's see what they can do with that. I've got nothing to hide. So they're going ahead with this thing. Voice-activated speakers, remote apps, thermostats, lights, even refrigerators. The lack of an industry-wide connectivity standard leaves people confused and frustrated when trying to understand which devices work with each other in the smart home ecosystem. So they're figuring it out. Isn't that good news?
Yeah, very
good. I suppose
it
is. Let them talk to each other. All right, so those are the things you need to know today. I do want to get Lionel in here while he's sitting outside. Let's bring him in. Lionel's come all the way from Dubai. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He listens from the United Arab Emirates, and since he's in the country, we asked him to pop in, and we'll find out. He currently works as a public relations specialist at IHC, that's Integrated Holistic Communications. He previously was an account executive at Impact Porta Novelli. He's also worked in private concierge spaces. And he started his career as an assistant fundraiser for the Johannesburg Child Welfare Society. So you're actually a nice person, too.
I try to be, Gareth.
Oh, very nice, man. Well, good to meet you. How are you doing, dude?
I'm good. It's so weird. Like, I hear your voices every morning. I get to see you guys. It's great.
Oh, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, thank you
so
much.
So tell me a little bit about what you do in the UAE now.
Right now, yeah, like you said, I'm in PR.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's our... agency is a bit small, but we work mostly with B2B clients. Mm-hmm. It's not as fun, but it pays the bills, I guess.
Well, you don't have to deal with complaints from business to customer stuff.
So yeah.
That's always much worse.
Yeah, but then the, you know, it tends to get quite boring.
But,
you know,
but isn't PR, I mean, PR at the moment is kind of a mess because everything is about reacting to social media.
Yeah.
And, yeah, everybody's so concerned about a bit of naysaying or bad publicity or someone calling you out or trolling you on social media. Yeah. And actually, none of those idiots on social media should be taken seriously, right? There's going to be a point where people go, ignore Twitter, for example.
Yeah. I think... from my experience, it's because the people that are running these companies are a bit are dinosaurs.
Mm.
So anything that goes slightly against what they're doing, they're going to react. Sometimes they don't understand that you don't need to react, but they do anyway. So it makes the job a bit harder because every single time you have to be like, you have to try and, you know, convince them, let's not react to this, but they... You know, they're the client at the end of the day. Whatever they want goes.
Are you back here to visit family for Christmas?
I'm actually here for a wedding on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
A destination wedding.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So these are friends of yours who've expected you to shell out tens of thousands of rands to come to their wedding.
Exactly.
And you have to buy them a present.
I told him I'm not. We've been friends for a while, so I told him, listen, if I'm coming... to your wedding, I'm not going to buy you a gift.
Dude, I'm so sorry you have to go through this.
It's all right. I didn't have a choice, actually.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah.
Why are you pulling a face? What's going on here?
It's just another item to add on things that annoy Mbulelo. Yeah. Destination weddings.
I refuse to go on holiday so you can get married and get divorced in 5 years' time. It's mental.
And coffee and
fries. So grumpy. He's very grumpy.
But what, I must go on holiday so you can get married.
Yeah, okay, Mbulele, calm your tits. You know, it could be fun. Sometimes these weddings are fun. Sometimes you go there and you're with a bunch of people you know.
Yeah.
You have a great time. Yeah. You make the most of it.
Mm.
I remember last year I went down for a weekend to Plett, which is a place I don't get to go all that often. And we had a great time. We had a breakfast the day before. Then the first night we all had a party. And the second night was the wedding. And it was great.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I've never seen anyone with a website for their wedding, so this was the first time, and there was like, I think for 5 days, there were like different things to do, and I literally just declined everything, and then the one day I was like, okay, attend, and then declined, and closed it.
So you're doing some activities.
I mean,
everyone else is.
I came here with my Turkish girlfriend, and she wants to see...
Does everything. She like Erdogan in Turkey?
No, she hates him.
Doesn't like him.
She hates him. I think he's quite cool, but you know, it gets awkward in the house, so I have to.
There are lots of South Africans in the UAE. Hey?
Yeah, yeah.
There's loads.
The Facebook group is pretty lively every day.
And what is it like living there? Honestly, level with me. I mean, it sounds amazing in some people's stories, and in other people's stories, it sounds like hell.
Yeah, I mean, I left after high school. I left to go study there, which was crazy enough already.
But you're from Joburg?
Yeah, not originally. I grew up in Johannesburg, but I'm originally Gabonese.
We haven't met anyone from Gabon yet, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
You were born in Gabon?
I was born in Gabon, and then I think when I was about 4 or 5, we moved here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're basically Joburg, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll give you that. No one wants honorary Joburg citizenship. It's not like you can go and check.
Yay,
there's no
I'm
one.
I'm a Joburger.
Yeah, no one's lining up at Home Affairs to have Joburg put on their passport. But here we go.
No,
okay,
I honestly think it's the best city in the world. So.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's nice of you to say.
I
believe you, but okay. And then you moved over there.
Yeah. So after high school, I was like, I wanted to try something new. So I moved, and it wasn't the experience I thought it was going to be. Because at first, you know, I thought everyone's going to be in abayas and, you know, all these kanduras and things like that. So, like, I'm not going to get to see any, like, hot women and stuff like that.
It's always my worry.
Yeah. That is a concern.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like, I was, like,
it's very legit.
20 when I moved, so that's where my mind was at.
Sure.
Once I got there, I think the university came to pick me up from the airport, and... As I got to the campus, I just see I see women walking in like short shorts and all, and I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Heaven. Yeah.
And it is a very progressive place as far as the Middle East is concerned, but even in global terms, there's a lot of business there. People are traveling through Dubai now more than almost any other center in the world because of all the air traffic that goes in and out. There are such amazing developments happening.
Yeah.
You can snow ski in Dubai. You can go to the beach. You can go out in the sand dunes. You can go to these estates that people live in, which, I mean, the richest people in the world own property there.
Of course, yeah.
And it's an international place.
Yeah.
All the languages you can imagine are spoken there. It's a real international city. They've done a good job of making it worldly.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, for me, it grew on me. Because the first 2 years I wasn't like the biggest fan, but after a while you start to because usually when I don't like something I kind of close myself in and I don't look to change it basically. But after you meet the right people and they drag you out and show you different things.
How did you meet this Turkish girlfriend?
Tinder.
Okay, well, that's where most people meet these days, so that's fairly standard.
Sorry, Leah.
Do you like living in the UAE? Would you want to carry on living there?
I think it, like, after a while you get, kind of tired of it. Because it's, I think, for me personally, once you've seen it once, it's like, that's it. You've seen everything once. There's no, and I've been there for 8 years now, so I think, its growth has slowed down. So it's not as, like yesterday there was a bridge here, today, there's
what
two.
What do you do for fun, like on weekends?
Party a lot, brunch. You try and go camping and do different things. But
you do what we would do here, basically.
Yeah, with a lot more sand.
Right. And it's impossibly hot in summer.
Yeah, no, it's
can't
crazy.
Be outside.
It's crazy. That's why I came this morning and I'm actually cold.
He's wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
We're all in t-shirts.
It's 50 today.
Yeah, and I walked out the house this morning and I was like, it's freezing.
Are your parents still here?
No. My parents are back in Gabon.
Okay.
They're retiring in the village. So, yeah.
Yeah, we had Eleanor Williams in here on Tuesday. His mom is originally from Jamaica, and she's gone back to live in Jamaica in her retirement. It's amazing how people want to go back to where they're from when they get older. Wonder what will happen to Sia, where he'll go. Back to Durban when he's old?
Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes the sound of that. All right, so this is all very exciting. You're here. Where is the wedding, the destination wedding?
To be honest, Gareth, I don't know. My girlfriend knows all that
stuff. She's got the details.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I'm not too...
Is this your girlfriend or your secretary?
No, I mean, she...
Does she pack for you?
Yeah.
Right,
she did.
Now
she
we know.
Did pack for me.
She
likes
to packed
help.
The pants that she wears.
Right.
You're not wearing them.
That's okay.
All right, let's go to a couple of messages here this morning. Good morning. If I'm not mistaken, on your special podcast with DJ Fresh as one of the guests, wasn't he the guy who praised Canton Pelé's leadership style as a station manager? Now he's jumping on the bandwagon on Twitter and criticizing him. I saw that. I don't know. I really don't know. And to be honest, we're staying the hell out of this because... I have no idea of what really went on with... Apparently, Canton's had to apologize. So we'll find out from him in the new year. And we'll also find out what the story is from the other side, because I'm curious as to what's gone down there. I'm sure a lot of people are. Mbulelo is a reincarnation of Gareth. He's a problem child. You asked for... where do you get magic mushrooms, Pinky? So here's a long story. Okay, it kind of feels December is passing me by. Previous years, I've been up in the proper holiday mood by this time, but only switched off officially yesterday. It still needs to sink in, to be honest. Busting people for magic mushrooms, please, says Sean. You grow magic mushrooms, or you buy from people who grow if you're too lazy. On a scale of where drugs are rated on the harm to self and harm to others, mushrooms are right at the bottom, with alcohol right on top. Such outdated laws made by crusty old fucks back in the day. I've seen that chart, actually, of what the most dangerous things are that cause harm to you and harm to others, and mushrooms are really at the bottom.
Even though my mum told me never to eat them, just if you see them in the wild, because they can kill you.
Yes, but that's poisonous mushrooms and toadstools, Leanne, yes. But magic mushrooms are a different thing. Psilocybin is the active ingredient there, and apparently humans... we've always had a relationship with this substance from our earliest evolutionary history, and they say that even part of our brain development occurred as a result of our relationship with the substance.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. There's a book called the Magic Ape or the Something Ape, and it's all about this relationship between human beings and psilocybin. Anyway, here's an interesting thing, Sia, on that issue. Let me just see who this is to give him credit. Marcus says, if you're interested in doing a show on psilocybin, look up Leonie Hubert. She's a Cape Town-based science writer who made a great podcast called Psychonauts, Tripping into the Realm of Psychedelic Psychiatry. Ooh. Jeez. So we must talk to her, Leonie Hubert. All right, there are nice people who don't deal in anything. My dealers are great. They do nothing hard like ecstasy or cocaine. There's no way in hell they had 1 million rands worth. They supplied my mom with cannabis through her cancer treatment. Hmm. Yeah, you see, like, a lot of these things are just, we're going to arrest people like that who are harmless to society. We lock them up, and then Cyril has to pardon them every couple of years. It's ridiculous. Morning, guys. Yes, have you guys watched Don't Fuck With Cats on Netflix? There's apparently a show called Don't Fuck With Cats. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
That sounds good. There's something for Leanne to watch.
I don't think you want to watch it, hey? Because from what I saw on Twitter, they're killing cats.
Oh,
sure. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, then
so
I can't.
I don't think you.
And also, in
kittens.
In Gabon, we eat cats.
I don't know what to say. Are you being serious?
No, I'm dead serious, yeah.
Are there a lot of cats running around?
Yeah, I think it's mostly wild cats, but it's a cruel way of, like, how they kill them is very cruel.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear, no.
Yeah, I'll take my headphones.
What do they do?
Okay, so they...
Block your ears.
Oh, goodness, I'm
Go
so
on.
Sorry.
Tell
okay.
us.
They, you know those bags of rice? Like the tough bags of rice, so they put the cat inside.
Oh, yes.
They close it up and they smash it against the wall until the cat dies. But sometimes the cat doesn't die. So when you open that bag, the cat just comes
springs
out and
out
just rips your face open. It's hilarious.
But why put it in rice?
Because it's a tough bag. So you can smash
it.
It's
one of those.
Possible. Yeah. Sorry, Leanne. I'm so sorry. Jesus,
oh, Gabon is a rough place.
And I mean, I try to block out most of it, but I got a lot.
Imagine all the noises. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Riet says, Sia, your colleague is dazzling us with more than his outfits. Don't be jealous. Sure. Sia, will your aunt in her old gown with the holes be at your Christmas day? Well, he's already answered that. Sia
said, is that Tabitha?
He's just not sure because it's not like she RSVPs. Or anything. If she pitches.
Okay, so the Don't Fuck With Cats thing is a twisted and graphic Netflix true crime doc.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a serial killer who posted videos of him killing animals and then humans online.
Sure.
So it's not all about cats.
Well, you know they say that people who are mean to animals end up being mean to humans. And if you want to find a psychopath, just watch children who are horrible to animals. And you will very quickly realize that those people will grow up to be murderers, rapists, child
abusers.
Perfect
time to kill them.
Yeah, well, I reckon if you find someone, you know, at the age of like 3 or 4 being very cruel to an animal, you should be allowed to at least put them in like a very, very small cage. Stop their growing like a veal.
The most famous one being Lucius Domitius Ahenobarbus. We know him as Nero. And
yes.
his mentor tried to get out of it because he saw at a very young age how Nero
wanted to torture animals.
And would throw animals from the very top of walls and things like this. And his emperor tried to get out of it early. So, yeah. The Emperor Nero.
Yeah, nice guy. real winner, that guy. All right, so we've got a couple of things to get to this morning, including another guest who's going to pop in. So, Lionel, good to meet you. You
awesome.
Don't have to leave in a hurry. Grab a coffee and sit with us for a little while.
Awesome.
And we have a few messages that I just want to get to as well. Yeah, first of all, it's about a guy who video... Okay, so this is about the Cats documentary. I'm going to ignore that. Don't Fuck With Cats is brilliant. Bits that are terrible, but worth seeing it because they hunt down the piece of shit that did it. Okay, so at least if you like vengeance, if you're into those Liam Neeson Taken movies, then this is probably good for you.
I'll come in when he moves on to the humans.
Yeah,
that
just
I can watch
it from there. Exactly. Very, very nice. Okay, we're going to come back with that and a whole lot more. CliffCentral.com. It is 4 minutes to seven.
CliffCentral.com.